Blarney Castle is the name of a group formed a couple years ago at Western Michigan University by six music students. They're carrying on the Celtic tradition in their own way. Blarney Castle has recently been in the studio and will release a single on October 14th. If they reach 3,000 likes on the Blarney Castle Facebook page, their new song, Silhouettes Against the Soil, will be free. Blarney Castle members Joel Myers, Lucas Stanley, and E.J. Schubkegel join me to talk about the new single and how the band got started. Here's Joel.
I fiddled my whole childhood leading up to college, and mainly Celtic music, primarily Irish actually. And when I came to Western, I just found a void in my life where that once was filled. And so I would come to my friends, I'd say, we should play some Celtic music. And they would say, no. And finally, Lucas and I were at the Michigan Music Conference, and he saw my old Celtic group, the Chelsea House Orchestra, and he said, we should do something like that. And I said, that's what I've been saying. And so we just kind of grabbed other people, and it went from there.
Even from the beginning, I mean, what Blarney Castle is about is this collaboration between the six of us. And so Joel does a lot of the songwriting, and something that I'm, you know, a very big part of in the group is coming up with creative strategies to get our music out there and get us on stages and performing in front of people. And so last April, I came to the group and I said, I had this idea. And I said, over the summer, let's try and record a new single and then use it as a driver for our social media. And so the idea with this tune is that if we get up to our goal of 3,000 likes on our Facebook page, we will release this song for free on Bandcamp. So the song is going to be released on October 14th, and so that gives us about 3 weeks probably to get there, and we're a little under halfway to our goal at this point. So, you know, we're really hoping to get there in these last few weeks here, you know, it takes everyone, all of our friends and family, and even people that hear us for the first time to really make that happen. But I mean, first and foremost, we just want to create good music and get it out there to everyone, and we want to get it to as many people as possible. So
the band's lead vocalist and flutist is E.J. Schubkegel, who is one of several talented siblings. Her older sister, Hannah Ellis, had a lead role in Steve Martin and Edie Brickell's Bright Star on Broadway last season. E.J., who graduated from Western in flute performance, was not expecting to sing in Blarney Castle.
So I thought I was just going to come in and play some flute, and all of a sudden Joel said, hey, I wonder if you could sing this. And I love to sing, I really do, and grew up singing with my family, my sisters especially, doing a lot of musical theater. But I don't usually announce it, especially when you're in a music school of lots of wonderful singers. When Joel asked me to sing, I was actually excited, very excited, and it's been a fun outlet for me as well to get to play my flute and to sing.
Skies, red dawn on the horizon.
I grew up really playing, my dad plays the banjo and my mom plays the upright bass, so as far as Celtic music goes, I mean, I grew up playing a lot of bluegrass music. I would say it's tons of fun. I have older siblings who all have music degrees and who are out in New York on Broadway or something. But it's just a really great environment. I think we're all so supportive of each other, and like because we share that love of music, it's just made it easy and it's made music fun.
Silently they march, silently they
I grew up listening to a lot of groups like Solas and Lunasa, and also in the world of bluegrass, although I don't want to constrain them too much. The Punch Brothers has always been a big influence on me, and I've loved those groups because, like with Lunasa, they have the tradition preserved really well, but then they're doing really interesting things with rhythm, and those ideas are things I wanted to bring into the group. And also with groups like the Punch Brothers, I really admire that they're taking a music form like bluegrass and then re-envisioning it in a really interesting way, while again not harming the integrity of it, which is really easy to do also. So that's kind of been my goal with the group, is to preserve the tradition, but also do new and interesting and innovative things with what music we play. And that's especially with Silhouettes Against the Soil, the new tune I wrote, that's kind of the direction I'm taking the group in. I wrote the initial verse for this a long time ago, and Lucas heard me playing it over and over in our apartment where we lived together for a while. And I didn't know what way I wanted to take the lyrics. I knew I wanted the lyrics to be a really crucial part of the song, but I just didn't know what to do. I hadn't written a lot of lyrics yet, and so I was putting it off and putting it off. And finally, just a few weeks before we recorded it, the lyrics came together. And they turned out really well, so I was really happy with that. And so the lyrics, it's discussing tragedy, and how sometimes in society, tragedy can kind of drown out other tragedy. And we hear about one thing happening in the news, and then just moments later we forget about it because the next thing has happened, and how we have to be careful not to forget. We wake, we sing, we speak of memory. The chorus is, we wake, we sing, we speak of memories, of towns and souls, of lives just swept away. And so that's the idea that's brought a few times throughout the piece.
I spoke with Joel Myers, Lucas Stanley, and E.J. Schubkegel of Blarney Castle. Let's hear more of their new single, Silhouettes Against the Soil.
Faceless.